Good afternoon. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. May I speak to Mr. John Schweitzer? I'm sorry if I mispronounced your last name. Good afternoon, sir. I'm calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick, sir? How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
35 years in the union.
35 years. Thank you, sir. May I call you John?
Sure.
Okay, so from 26 to 40. Thank you, sir. Now, what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a plasterer, a PCC restoration, a stonemason, a tile or marble finisher, a bricklayer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward. And the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher or helper, or an improver?
I'm a journeyman foreman.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Now, and yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Thank God for that, huh? Now, yes or no, have you found, if necessary, to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you, sir. Now, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community in general, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year? What's your observation on that?
I'm going to say it's probably around the same.
Same number as this time last year, okay. Mm-hmm. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as it were this time last year?
Same answer. I'd figure about the same.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there aren't enough.
I understand. Now, moving forward. Now, thinking about all the jobs in which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union at any of them? Yes or no?
A couple of them.
So would that be a yes?
Yeah, there were some stewards, but okay. I do a lot of smaller projects where it's just me and one or two guys.
I just hear it like a smaller project, okay? But and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I have.
Okay, great. And moving forward. And thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily, privately, through your local or your local state or local government or through the federal government, or do you not know?
The last job was almost private.
Okay, so privately. Thank you, sir. Now, think more generally about the economy and jobs. In the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now? What's your opinion, sir?
I think it's probably going to stay the same.
It's about the same as now, okay. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
That's hard to say. I'm going to say it's probably going to get a bit worse.
Understood, sir. And now, I'm sorry, John, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it the dust, the air quality, the COVID-19, the falls, the risks, falling objects, the heat and the cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or not really safety concerns, or something else?
I'm going to say unsafe people because the skill level has really dropped in the past few years.
Okay. So people, okay, here we go. Careless people on the job. Okay, now, and yes and no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, for each of the following, please tell me, sir, have you participated in the activity in the past 12 months, a union organizing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and how about picketing?
No.
And political canvassing?
No.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Again, like I said earlier, I do smaller projects, so I don't see my VA that much. Only when I get shipped to a larger project, you'll see them occasionally.
Right, but in the past 12 months, John, have you been in the smaller jobs, or you've been in like in bigger jobs in the past 12 months?
Yeah,
smaller
I've been
jobs.
Doing a lot of smaller jobs that, you know, it's just,
okay.
You know, three or four guys.
Understood. Should I record your answer as never, since you've been in a small job, you say they don't show up in the smaller projects, correct?
No, they don't.
Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you most likely get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, which 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. How about the radio from 1 to 5? What number can we give radio? Radio stations.
I'd say that's probably a 3.
Okay. And friends and neighbors?
That's a 5.
From 1 to 5? A 5.
Yeah.
And cable news?
That's a 5 as well.
Okay. And the internet or social media?
That's definitely a 5.
Okay. And print and online newspapers?
Again, a 5. I don't get the newspaper.
Okay. And Chicago local TV news, friends, families, get radio. You don't get the newspaper either. Okay. And the radio local friends, because that's pretty much the internet, social media. You don't use that either that often?
Not a whole lot. No, not a whole lot.
You, okay.
No,
now, which of the following issues? Yes, sir?
No,
which
get
one
my,
you use a lot?
From the local news and the national news is what I watch.
Okay, so that would be the local TV news program, right? The local TV news.
Yes.
Okay. And now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, education, the healthcare, the foreign policy, the environment, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else? What's the issue that matters to you the most right now?
But just one?
Yeah, unfortunately. I know they're all important, you know. But for the sake of a research, can you just pick one?
I'd have to say the union.
Okay, the support for labor unions. Now, moving forward. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have not.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it? What's your opinion?
I think it's very important. I think it's very important.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe that Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Now, which side do you support more in this dispute, the GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Oh, the workers, definitely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. And please, sir, indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president, overall, and generally speaking, approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
And how about support for labor unions? Same question. Strongly approve, somewhat approve? Okay. Strongly?
Yeah, strongly approve.
And how about healthcare? Would you approve or disapprove that? The job he's done.
He's made some strides. I'm going to say I approve.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove? Yes. Those are the two middle ones.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. How about the immigration? The same question. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm going to say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And how about the economy? Same question, John.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And how about the foreign affairs? Same question.
Strongly approve.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, moving forward. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job in general?
The Democratic Congress, is that what you're saying?
No, the way Congress in general, and I'm required to read verbatim, and this is the way they have it. Let me read it again. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling his job? It doesn't say if it's the senators of the, it doesn't say if it's the lower house or the, or Congress. But general, do you approve or disapprove?
Yeah, I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Yes, somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And are you registered to vote, John?
I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote at the chance of 50-50, or you think you will not vote?
Oh, I'll certainly vote.
Most certain, okay. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for who would you vote?
Biden.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, turning back to BAC or BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. We're almost done, John. I appreciate your patience. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, great. Now, how could the union best improve its representations and service? On your own words, whatever comes to your mind, one or two things. If you can share that with me, that would be great.
They'd have to think more about the rank and file and be more present on job
more
sites.
Okay. The first sentence, what was that?
The rank and file. Care more about the rank and file. The members.
The members of the unions, and be more present at the job sites, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Joe. And now moving forward. Okay, and I'm sorry. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on, according to you? You know, whatever it comes to your mind. One or two things.
Just try to keep all the work union that you can, especially the bigger commercial jobs.
Okay. I'm writing this down, okay? Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Especially the, what'd you say? The bigger...
The commercial jobs. Yeah, the commercial
jobs. Oh, the commercial jobs. Okay, the commercial jobs. Okay, thank you, Joe. We're almost done. Moving forward. Okay. Now, what is... I'm sorry. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, text, union meetings, job site?
Mail or text messages works for me.
Okay. Can you pick one just for the sake of a research? Mail or text?
Just say mail.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. I'm sorry. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates? They are important to the back 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year or never?
They put out a journal like every couple months to let us know what's going on.
So 4 or more times a year?
Mm-hmm.
Should I record that as your answer? Okay.
Every quarter they do it.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose only so we can finish. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong Democrat.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you tell me what is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you, sir. And I know I've been calling your name all night, John. Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. But finally, strictly for verification purpose, and since I'm required to read verbatim, for my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please, just for the record?
John.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Again, it's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes the survey. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.